This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. During its 111 years in operation, at least 80 young men died at the Dozier School for Boys in the Panhandle City of Marianna. Some died in fires, some from health problems, and some from violence. Last year, citing budget cuts, the state closed the reform school. However, decades of allegations of torture and abuse mar the school's legacy, as does the fact that some of the boys who died there found their final resting place in the unmarked graves of the campus's Boot Hill Cemetery.
Today, there are 31 metal crosses in rows to commemorate the 31 boys that are believed to be buried there. But what's sort of unknown is whether those crosses really correspond to actual graves.
Now, USF forensic anthropologist Erin Kimmerly is trying to uncover the secrets of Boot Hill. She recently spoke to USF News about her effort.
I think that the fact that there have been family members who have come forward and been very public about what happened to their brothers, their uncles, and the fact that they're seeking information and really asking for repatriation, their voice should be heard.
So a team of USF archaeologists, historians, biologists, and anthropologists went to work. They first looked into the history of the site.
We look at historical photographs, maps, soil profiles, topographic maps, land assessment, all of that background, sort of archival research, as well as any statements from people who were there at the time that the graves were created. And that gives us sort of a formula to make certain expectations.
Then it was on to Boot Hill Cemetery.
And the cement stones that were found out, we don't know where
they were. Actually found up leaning up against those trees over there.
Richard Estabrook is the regional director of the Florida Public Archaeology Network. He's concerned that with no markers or gravestones, the boundaries of the cemetery aren't that clear.
We know it doesn't go this way. We pushed as far as we could into the woods that way and this way, and that's completely clear, so we're kind of moving in this direction.
This direction is north towards a series of trees. He pushes ground-penetrating radar, a device that looks like a lawn tiller with a small monitor on top, slowly over the area.
It basically sends a radar pulse into the ground and gives us a picture, or at least an impression, of what's below the surface. And it can be anything from the roots from these trees to graves to pieces of metal to pieces of concrete.
Estabrook says that this technology doesn't just save time and money, it also saves history.
Archaeology is destruction. No matter how well excavated a site is, you destroy the site in the process. The GPR and remote sensing allows us to work on sites, tease some data from those sites, but still preserve them for future generations and future researchers.
Once the GPR spots anomalies, Kimmerly's graduate students perform ground truthing, digging shallow trenches to look for more clues.
So the intention is to not disturb the actual burial itself, but to look at the layers of soil above the grave and use that to indicate where the ground has been disturbed and where it's natural.
The team has returned to USF to analyze the data and begin putting together a more detailed plot map. And while they can't go back and perform excavations of the graves without permission from the boys' family members, at least figuring out the location and number of graves might put them on the right path.
There are questions that the public and families have, and hopefully this will answer some of those questions.
You can see video of the team's work at our website. Go to WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.